Motion carried 6-1. Commissioner White voted no.
That was the result of the county's historic motion to sue Commissioner Kevin White yesterday. White was the only negative vote, but political consultant Chris Ingram called the vote a conflict of interest and filed the complaint today to the Florida Commission on Ethics.
Yesterday, the commission voted to sue Mr. White, with all members present voting to do so, with the exception of Mr. White. He voted against this lawsuit. Well, that's a violation of Florida law, in as much as there's a statute that says that a commissioner, an elected official, any elected official, cannot vote on any matter that would have a financial impact on him or his interests.
The county is responsible for almost $500,000 in legal fees from a sexual harassment suit against Commissioner White, who was found guilty along with the county. The commission's vote is an attempt to recoup some of the legal fees from White. According to Ingram, Florida law prohibits elected officials from voting on something that involves a financial interest.
Clearly, Mr. White has an interest in not being sued by the county to recoup some of the $425,000 that the county has spent defending him. And, you know, it was a violation of the law, and as such, I felt compelled to file a complaint with the State Ethics Commission. You know, if you have a financial interest on something before the county commission, as Renee Lee, the county attorney, has indicated, that Mr. White, yes, in fact, should have abstained.
Ingram says White didn't need a lawyer to see the ethical dilemma.
He was voting on something that he knew had the potential to negatively impact his bottom line. How can he claim that he needed a lawyer to tell him, no, you shouldn't vote on this because it would impact your bottom line? The intention of my filing this was really to draw more public attention and scrutiny to Mr. White.
WMNF contacted Kevin White's office, which refused to comment. The Florida Commission on Ethics also declined to comment, as the ethics complaint has not been reviewed yet. For WMNF News, I'm Joshua Holton.